This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
It's the annual ceremony to honor Lao warriors who fought in Vietnam and resettled in Minnesota. Recruited and trained by the CIA as part of its secret war, these Hmong and Lao guerrilla fighters were known as fierce combatants, part of a heroic proxy army that aided the U.S. war effort.
During the war, I fought the North Vietnamese, so we fought on the on behalf of the U.S.
Cao and Sijin May now lives in Brooklyn Park. He had a distinguished military career, rising to the rank of colonel in the Royal Lao Air Force.
We did a lot of good things, tried to reduce U.S. casualty in South Vietnam.
After the war, Colonel Cao spent a dozen years as a prisoner of war before arriving in the Twin Cities. Colonel Cao heads a Lao veterans group, but when these former fighters gather, it's less to tell war stories and more to push for recognition. Although Lao forces get credit for saving hundreds of American lives, they're not entitled to veterans benefits, as Cao noted at their annual celebration.
It was a secret war. Even now, many Americans are not fully aware.
The aging Lao veterans want a congressional resolution to note their contributions and have a message for all freedom-loving Americans.
As we are now nearing the end of our natural life, and many others having already passed away, gaining recognition is our highest priority and our ultimate dream.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Amperts in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at amperts.org.